Society is very confused about adultery. Everyone knows it's wrong, yet society encourages it by glamorizing it in the media, by making heroes of the immoral, by tolerating and even promoting pornography, which is damaging on a thousand levels, by normalizing prostitution. Prostitutes are now called sex workers, which is a whale of a euphemism, and there's no shortage of customers. When God said in Exodus 20:14, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," he wasn't only talking about the outward act, but also the secret thoughts and the desires of the heart. So is God serious that sex should only happen within the marriage relationship? Absolutely serious. Well, what about all those poor people who have needs but don't have a spouse? And after all, who are you to tell them what they may and may not do with their own bodies? Well, no, you don't need to tell anyone what they may and may not do, because in this case, God's already done that. If we were honest about how damaging adultery is, and if society wasn't marinating in immorality, and if there wasn't such a fascination with it, the problem wouldn't be nearly as big as it is. We make the challenge worse when we keep fueling the fire. God said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," because he knew that that protects the heart, it protects the family. And when you weaken the family, you seriously weaken society. Of course, mistakes can happen. People can get themselves into unfortunate situations. Thank God he can get you out of those, through those situations, and he will forgive indiscretions. It's kind of old-fashioned, isn't it? No adultery. But God is old-fashioned, and he's serious about this. If we listen to God on this point, there'll be far fewer broken hearts, far fewer broken homes, far fewer breaks in society. It's God's way. A challenge for some sometimes, but always God's way, always right, and always blessed. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.